In 2010, maybe the race is between the big gun bucks and the little people with their little dollars.
In 2004, here in New Jersey, we raised nearly $80,000 in small contributions from young people in their 20s and 30s. The initial attraction wasn't politics at all. It was the chance to hang out with friends.
The motives of small contributors are different from the big check writers.
The question in 2010, when the internet can bundle together a lot of $5 bills in a hurry, whose money has the most clout?
Looking for influence in all the small places. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. That's right. This election may just come down to the influence of billionaires versus the aggregators who can put billions together in little bundles very, very quickly. It's Tuesday, October 19th.
And let's get right to the news this morning. In Russia, heavily armed gunmen staged a suicide attack on the Chechen parliament this morning, killing at least three people, wounding a dozen more. The three gunmen attacked during a visit by the federal interior minister. One blew himself up at the building's entrance, while the other two got into a shootout with the cops inside. Two police officers and a parliament official were killed. The gunmen reportedly detonated suicide vests when they were confronted by law enforcement officers. Earlier, we spoke to Michael Schwartz, Moscow correspondent for our partner, The New York Times.
Right now, nobody has claimed responsibility for this latest attack, though it's pretty safe to say that the members are from this ongoing insurgency.
Chechnya has fought two wars against the Russian government in the past 15 years.
New information this morning on the 2008 terror attacks in Mumbai, India. David Headlee, the U.S. citizen convicted of scouting locations for the attacks, says Pakistan's intelligence agency was deeply involved in the planning of the assault, and he claims they funded his reconnaissance missions. That all comes as the U.S. is putting the final touches on a new aid package to Pakistan. Along with the $7 billion of non-military aid, the New York Times is reporting that the U.S. is expected to increase its sale of military equipment and allow Pakistani military officers to train at U.S. war colleges. The aid is expected to be announced this week when Pakistani officials are in Washington for high-level talks.
Major defense spending cuts coming in Britain today. The country's expected to announce it's cutting thousands of troops and slashing weapons programs. Allies are worried about the damage to Britain's status as a global power. And for the second day in a row, there are clashes on the streets of Paris. Labor unions again called for widespread work stoppages and protest marches against government plans to raise the retirement age from 60 all the way to 62. The final vote on the measure is expected later this week.
The federal judge who declared the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy unconstitutional delivered a message expected later today to reject the government's request to stay her decision. Don't appeal, she's saying. The government has failed to provide proof her injunction halted the policy banning gays from serving openly would cause irreparable harm to the military in some way. Bank of America plans to resume foreclosures in 23 states next week. The bank says a review of paperwork found no one was unfairly foreclosed upon. GMAC Mortgage is also expected to follow suit. Asian and European markets are up this morning. There are some concerns within Apple and IBM's earnings reports. They may be driving stock futures, at least on Wall Street, lower. The technology giants both topped earning forecasts, but Apple didn't sell as many iPads as analysts predicted, and IBM's outsourcing business did not perform as well as expected. So the Dow will get underway under some pressure at 11,143. The S&P opens at 1,184. The NASDAQ starts trading at 2480. Coming up, we have a special look at politics this hour. Snapshots of races around the nation, continuing with a look at the Michigan gubernatorial race. That's in a half hour. And we're also going to take a look at campaign finance this time around. In 2008, the story was about regular folks donating in droves. Obama won that race, but this year it's a different thing. It's a different situation with the Citizens United case, allowing big corporations and anonymous donors to play. Who has more influence? We'll talk in a few minutes.